Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
Ums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength. Available in a store near you.
The latest on the Maryland football situation, as strength and conditioning coach Rick Court is out. DJ Durkin still on administrative leave. Will he be soon to follow? That and Major League Baseball talk. It's all coming up on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, coming your way here on KGYM. From our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids at 304, we welcome you in to the Gym Class for Tuesday here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today. And you out there, we thank you for tuning in as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour as your local programming block getting underway once again here today. Colonels tickets to give away before 4 o'clock for an upcoming Colonels game. Colonels shut out last night by the Quad City River Bandits. They'll try it again tonight beginning at 6:35. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by, sign up for their Third Base Mug Club for $25. Just $25. You get a lifetime membership. That's lifetime. Of happy hour priced beers and a free appetizer with every $100 you spend on food and drinks. Great incentive to stop on by at Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Good show coming up for you. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball. We will talk more about the Maryland football situation as well on the program here today. And a happy birthday, not to you, but to Mark the Bird Fitterich. And the reason I say a happy birthday to Mark the Bird Fitterich is because that brings up happy memories of watching the Bird pitch in 1976 for the Detroit Tigers, because his catcher was our good friend Bruce Kim from nearby Norway and Cedar Rapids and all the Kims out there. And, it's always good to get Bruce's name out there. It's probably on the golf course right now, though, and not listening.
Probably so. He's kind of dedicated his post-baseball career to golf. But Bruce, of course, managing the Chicago Cubs for 40-some games. And it was a very memorable 1976. Fitterich and Kim, I had the pleasure of writing about this a few years ago, a story in the Gazette, to look back at that. And Mark Fitterich was the ultimate phenom that year.
Came out of nowhere. He was Fernando Valenzuela before Fernando Valenzuela came.
He really was. And Fitterich and Kim had hooked up earlier on in the minors, but it was an injury to, the name escapes me right now. Detroit had three catchers that year, two or three catchers, and an injury to one of them paved the way for Bruce Kim to catch every game of Fitterich's season that year. It was a remarkable one at that. And there's a lot of good stories out of that year that Bruce shared with me. And one of them that I'll always remember.
Can we say this on the air?
Well, yeah. I mean,
okay. I'm just checking.
Ballparks were
Bill Freehan, by the way.
Bill Freehan, but there was another one. Milt May, maybe, got hurt.
Milt May, yep.
Yeah.
A young Milt May, by the way, age 25.
But ballparks quickly filled up, home and away, when Mark Fitterich pitched. And Bruce at one time told Sports Illustrated, I believe it was, that, tongue-in-cheek, couldn't believe why 50,000 people showed up every time he caught.
Yeah,
it was true.
And I can hear Bruce saying that.
He talked about, up in Minnesota, Detroit would go to Minnesota, and the place would just be jammed. It wasn't only Fitterich's success on the mound, but his antics, talking to the baseball, rubbing the dirt, doing all sorts of different things. And it was Bruce hit his only major league home run that year.
Yes, he did. He had one.
And it was Frank Tanana, left-hander.
And hard thrower at that time for the Angels.
Indeed. And Bruce hit, I think it was a 1-0 or 2-0 game. And Bruce got back to the dugout and said, "You better not blow this, Mark." Something along those lines. But
can hear him saying that as well.
Yeah. Great year for Fidrich, but also for Bruce Kim. It was a great story.
It is. And looking at the 1976 Detroit Tigers, I didn't know a young Ben Ogilvy played for the Detroit Tigers back in 1976.
Ron LaFleur on that team?
Ron LaFleur was on that team.
Post-prison.
A center fielder. Le Grand Orange was on that team. Rusty Staub. Willie Horton. When you have Rusty Staub and Willie Horton, they're fighting it out each day to see who's going to be the DH on that group. But Rusty played right field. Tom Verizer. Young Jason Thompson at first base.
Chet Lemon was not on that team.
He was a pretty good player. No, that was prior to Chet Lemon. Okay. And then, of course, went on to play for the White Sox. John Walkenfuss, another catcher that played on that terrific team. Well, a fun team of Detroit Tigers. Phil Mankowski was on that team as well. John Hiller, one of the starting pitchers. Frank McCormick. Ed Glenn. The immortal Vern Rule.
R-U-H-L-E.
R-U-H-L-E. By the way, next time you see Bruce, tell him congratulations on having a war at 1.6. Bruce probably would never be the first guy to say, "What? Wins above replacement?" But his was 1.6 at that time. So there you go. Happy birthday to the late Mark Fidrich.
Fidrich, his arm went out. He barely pitched one more year or two more years, and he ended up in the trucking business back east. And he ultimately died. He was working on a vehicle and was caught underneath it and found there. It was kind of a tragic death, but 76, a great year.
Yeah, it was. You can give your memories of 1976, the bicentennial year, if you would like, on the Hertin & Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600. Hertin & Stocker Jewelers is located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. We're going to talk some baseball coming up. Mike Petrillo is going to join us here in just a few minutes. We do have one important afternoon game going on, and right now the Brewers shutting out the Cubs 6-0. As they jumped on Quintana today with 3 in the first inning, including a Ryan Braun home run. Brewers right now starting play 3 games out. Oh, by the way, the once left for dead St. Louis Cardinals are now 5.5 back, winners of 7 in a row, buoyed by the red-hot Matt Carpenter at this point. So we'll talk about all that stuff in the National League Central. And, oh, yes, another oh, by the way, the Oakland A's are 2 games behind Houston.
Mm-hmm.
2 games behind Houston.
Besides Boston probably playing as well as anybody in baseball.
And name
in the second half.
Name 3 Oakland A's while you're out there driving around. Don't take your hands off the wheel. 10-2, please.
I just noticed David Bodie is not in the Cubs lineup. What's up with that?
You'd think he'd be in there. After the heroics on Sunday night.
Bases loaded, down 3 down. He'll be in the on-deck circle, I'm sure.
And ready to go to set things up right there. 319-366-1600. We are going to talk about the Maryland situation here. As most of you know that follow sports news conference today, of course, it all was predicated. Rick Court, actually yesterday, sent and Rick Court is the strength and conditioning coach for the Maryland Terrapins. Former strength and conditioning coach, because he tendered his letter of resignation yesterday from the Maryland football program. And today, Maryland holding a news conference where some more of the facts came out. We'll talk more about this coming up after we talk with Mike here a little bit. But there is definitely... This is only the tip of the iceberg, I think. That's all I'm going to say at this point until we kick it around a little bit more. But According to the facts that are coming out in this case, I don't see DJ Durkin. Our poll question yesterday, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, was how many Big Ten coaches are going to be fired prior to the start of the season? 2, 1, or 0? And I think 0 is leaving the building at this point. Urban Meyer still on administrative leave in Columbus for the Ohio State Buckeyes, but I do not see a way in the world where DJ Durkin is coaching Maryland at any time in the near future.
Part of what was revealed today was that DJ Durkin was in attendance May 29th when Jordan McNair succumbed to the heat and ultimately died 2 weeks later. I think that's pretty damning. You mentioned Rick Court tendering his resignation, parting ways with the Maryland program. The president and athletic director of Maryland met this morning with Jordan McNair's parents, and I watched the news conference, and the president really gave an impassioned speech and comments today at the news conference, accepting legal and moral responsibility in behalf of Maryland for Jordan McNair's death. Again, we'll talk more later.
Yeah, they're getting in front of that, but we'll talk more about that coming up later and get your thoughts about it at 319-366-1600. Coming up on 15 past 3, Mike Petrillo going to join us. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball with Mike, and we'll do it after this. You're listening to the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. We are presented by Third Base Brewery. Back with more after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's Smart Rock Pyramid!
Lemon heads, raspberries,
food, fruits,
meatloaf, sugarloaf,
things on a buffet,
strawberry alarm clock,
artists you hear on Smart FM,
police, wings,
military,
traffic,
the airports,
cars,
more artists you hear on Smart FM,
toothpaste, apple, chicken, light bulbs,
this is just your shopping list?
Smart Rock on Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the Gym Class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa. Back with you at 317. Coming up on 317 here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, going to talk golf. Bob Herrick, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, will be joining us. We'll look back at St. Louis and the PGA, Tiger, Brooks Koepka, everything that went on in St. Louis. Also tomorrow, fantasy football questions, fantasy baseball questions. Get them ready. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Will be joining us coming up tomorrow as we get closer and closer. I'm sure there are a few fantasy football drafts that are in the future, in the offing anyway, very close.
No, without a doubt. And tomorrow, in addition, we will be at Lunchbox Heroes. You, me, Kyle, and all the wonderful folks from the radio station to help us out will be at Mercy Hospital. And we're all nearby there for a site. Feed about 60 people.
Yep.
Thereabouts. And that'll be our last one of the year, at least for us.
At least for us. And it is presented by Built by Pros, of course. Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Chick-fil-A, Acme Tools, Mediacom, Poncheros, Red Wing Shoes, United Rental, Dr. Pepper, Domino's Pizza, Mentality, Star Equipment, and Airgas, all involved with Lunchbox Heroes. And, yeah, where'd the summer go? Man, alive. And you know the Lunchbox Heroes ending, football starting, and bowling meeting in the rearview mirror. Those are the three sure signs that summer is about over. Not over as far as baseball is concerned. Mike Petrillo joining us, and, of course, for MLB.com and StatCast. And before we talk about that, I just noticed for the first time, Mike, at the top of your Twitter page, I love your picture with Bill Nye the Science Guy and Jason Benetti, two of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to do the there's an alternate broadcast of the Home Run Derby with myself and Jason Benetti and Eduardo Perez, and it was such a blast. Really, I knew Jason Benetti by reputation but not in person, and I was very fortunate to get to spend some time with him. And then Bill Nye of all people shows up, and I can tell you this: we were told we were either going to have one of the members of the National League All-Star team or Bill Nye, and I didn't know which one it was going to be until one of them showed up, and I was so much more excited for Bill Nye than I would have been for any of the National League All-Stars. It's clearly a life highlight for me.
Very good, and he was giving you all the facts and figures about launch angles and exit velocities and things like that, and all that stuff kind of goes over my head, but Bill loves that stuff.
Yeah, he didn't want to leave, by the way. We had to say, you know what, I think it's time to go. He had so much fun, and It was really, I think of all the cool things I've done in my baseball career, nothing has entertained my wife as much as showing her that I was on with Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
Mike, among those teams that in the preseason we thought would be playoff contenders, which one should be the most fearful of not making the playoffs right now?
Well, I think Washington's toast. Mm-hmm. I think that they are absolutely cooked, and that's despite the fact that Bryce Harper is hitting well again. And Daniel Murphy's hitting well again, and Juan Soto is the almost certain NL MVP. The problem is that, you know, their bullpen is a mess, and part of that's not their fault. Sean Doolittle got hurt, Kelvin Herrera got hurt, but they also shot themselves in the foot a little bit. They traded Brandon Kinsler and Sean Kelly for supposed clubhouse issues, and it sure seems like that might not be true with Brandon Kinsler talking to the press. So we've seen that the last couple of days. What they've done is to go get Greg Holland, who's a shell of himself, and especially on Sunday night against the Cubs, those bullpen issues really came back to bite them. So I think that there are some other teams who may need to worry, but I look at Washington, I think it's too late. They're still the most talented roster in that division, but something is just not clicking, and I really think they're going to struggle to catch up to the Phillies and the Braves at this point.
Some folks want to bury the Dodgers. They're only one out, but maybe it's due to Kenley Jansen's uncertain situation. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's obviously been a rough couple of days for the Dodgers, too. For very similar reasons. The bullpen has had some pretty ugly games. Kenley Jansen is hard to say because you don't know if he's going to be back in a week or in a month, and he's had this before, so at least there's some more certainty than there's been in the past. I wouldn't bury them at all. As you say, it's such a close race in the National League West. They are, as you said, I think within a game of Arizona, and you know, I don't really think that Colorado is going to stick around for the rest of the year, so this is going to be a race that's going to go down probably to the last weekend of the season, but no, there's no reason to bury the Dodgers. Clayton Kershaw was fantastic yesterday before the bullpen blew it. His best game of the year, and that's got to give them a lot of hope.
Yeah, still only a game out along with Colorado. Back to the Nationals, could Davey Martinez be a one and done in Washington?
It's possible. I mean, that sort of thing doesn't happen that often. Like even here in New York, you know, the Mets season has been a disaster, and it doesn't sound like Mickey Callaway is going to be a one and done. But in Washington, I think it's a little different. I mean, Mike Rizzo, even though I haven't agreed with all of his moves as general manager, gave his new manager a pretty talented roster. And it just hasn't worked out. There's been a ton of injuries. There's no question about that. But it's really hard to see a team that's got a core of Harper and Scherzer and Rendon and Murphy and then Doolittle and then suddenly has Juan Soto coming out of nowhere and playing 500 ball. And it's kind of been this way all season long. I don't know if they'll actually make the move, but it would certainly be defensible. It's the rumors of clubhouse unhappiness, and it wouldn't shock me at this point.
I heard a stat today, Mike, that it just floored me. Chris Sale, who rarely gets any run support, well, his last seven games, his ERA a combined 0.20. I mean, that's unheard of.
That is, what is that, one run over the last 6 weeks or so?
Yeah.
Disabled us. That is, it's absolutely ludicrous. And, you know, you remember when he came up to the White Sox, there's all this talk of, well, maybe he won't be able to stay healthy. Maybe he'll be in the bullpen. he hasn't just progressed to being one of the best pitchers in baseball. I mean, he's pretty much on a track to Cooperstown at this point. And it says a lot because there are so many good starting pitchers, especially in the American League right now. You know, you look at guys like Kluber and Verlander and Trevor Bauer. And to me, Chris Sale, I think, is the pretty clear Cy Young winner in the American League above all those great pitchers. You know, the Red Sox gave up a lot to get him from the White Sox, and I don't think anybody in Boston regrets that. He's been unbelievable.
To put it into perspective, Boston is 50 games over 500. 50-0. If the Chicago White Sox, my White Sox, win the rest of their games, they don't catch Boston. I'm just throwing it out there. Oh, man.
Can I give you an unpopular opinion? I know you may not have a lot of Red Sox fans in your listener base here, but I don't actually care that much if they win the World Series the way they're playing. I get that. That's the point. You want the ring, understood totally. But to me, having a historically great season over a span of 6 months with a very good Yankees team in your division, that's way more impressive to me than what happens over the course of a few weeks in October. Like, there's always going to be a World Series champion. A team playing like this for a regular season happens once every, like, 60 years.
Yeah. Well, last time it happened, probably the Mariners going back, and they did not win the World Series.
No, that's right. And as I said, I know the ring is what matters. People will always look at that Mariners team as something of a failure. But I do think we should step back before October starts and say, wow, this Red Sox team is playing out of their minds. It's unbelievable how good they've been.
We challenged people in their cars to name three Oakland A's to themselves. I think they're probably still out there taking that challenge. The Oakland A's are two games behind the world champion Houston Astros here on August the 14th. That is just remarkable.
Yeah, the Oakland A's are baseball's best story, I think. And I want to take a little bit of credit here. I wrote before the season that I thought they'd be really interesting and people should pay attention to them. I absolutely did not think they were going to play like this. You know, Matt Chapman is certainly a name that I hope people were able to name when you were putting that question out there. He's a borderline MVP candidate. But they really are kind of playing the most 2018 version of baseball you can play right now. They don't have much of a starting rotation. I mean, literally, Edwin Jackson is in their starting rotation. but they've got an unbelievable bullpen. Blake Treinen, who they got in the Sean Doolittle trade, has been baseball's maybe best reliever, or at least close to it. And then they've got some guys you've never heard of, aside from trading for Jerry Familia. Lou Trevino, no one knows who Lou Trevino is, and he's out here throwing 99 with unbelievable cutters. They were the beneficiaries of Washington deciding they didn't want Sean Kelly. So what they need to do is just get to the playoffs, and they're going to be able to hit a ton of home runs, play good defense, and have a ton of great relievers. And they're not going to have any starting rotation, and it's going to be really interesting because that is sort of the way the game is played right now, and they are sort of the biggest example of that.
He won a lot of golf tournaments, didn't he? No. No,
that?
Not that Trevino. Trevino.
Oh, sorry. I'm out on golf jokes.
Now, listen, National League Central, Milwaukee leading the Cubs right now 6-0. St. Louis has won 6 in a row. Which team is going to give the Cubs the biggest challenge?
I still think the Brewers are the most talented, but the Cardinals have been really impressive. I actually wrote this morning about Harrison Bader, who has been probably baseball's best defensive outfielder this year. He has been unbelievable, and he's actually hitting. The way I termed it was, what if you had Billy Hamilton, but he could actually hit? And that's kind of the way he's played for them. He's taken over center field since they traded Tommy Pham, and he's been a really good spark plug. And they've turned the bullpen around. And I know a lot of people want to give credit to the new manager, and I'm sure there's something to that. I do also think that some of the moves they've made, dumping Greg Holland finally, has been a big part of that. But, you know, all credit to that team is going to go to Matt Carpenter, who is playing unlike, I think, anybody I've ever seen before. This hot streak is now not even a streak. It's almost 3 months old. And to me, he might be the front runner for most valuable player in the league.
I was just going to ask you, how would you rank the NL MVP candidates right now?
It's like a five-way tie for first, I think. I mean, you've got Carpenter. Javi Baez has been great. Lorenzo Cain has been great. Freddie Freeman, Nolan Arenado, I would throw in there. Some people want to talk about Scherzer and DeGrom and think you could have that conversation. To me, there's not a front runner right now. I think you can make an argument for pretty much any of the guys I just mentioned. And what's going to happen over the next 6 weeks, you know, might be what sets them apart. For me personally, I don't care if a team makes the playoffs. I think that says a lot more about the quality of a guy's teammates than it does about the player himself. But we know that's going to factor in for some voters. So it's really going to be a big difference, I think, for a guy like Carpenter if he can get his team into the postseason.
How about, before we let you go here, Mike, do you see somebody pulling the trigger? I know we're past the trade deadline now. You got to go through waivers and all that rigmarole, but do you see somebody maybe making a little bit of a minor move to help out one of the teams?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of relievers moved. You know, obviously, the last couple of days, right? The Dodgers desperately need help in the bullpen. And you could probably say the same thing for a bunch of other teams. Cleveland, for example, could use an outfielder. You're not going to see anything major. I think I just saw reported today that Curtis Granderson cleared waivers, so he can be traded to anybody. So he's a great fit for the Yankees or the Indians, I think. But you're definitely going to see a lot of these teams that are falling out of the mix deciding, okay, it's time to move some of our relievers. And that's probably what's going to happen the most in the 10 days or so up to the August 31st deadline.
Yeah. Good stuff right there. Tell you what, baseball is starting to take center stage a little bit as we're getting into the latter portion of the month of August and into September. And glad to see Oakland playing well. And, you know, this got to help save baseball in Oakland. They need a new stadium, and they're starting to get fans there. And I know the players are appealing to the fan base to try to get them out there to watch A's baseball. I think it's great.
It's a blast. Listen, we thought there was going to be no competition in the American League this year. There was the Big Four, and then maybe somebody's going to be the second wild card, and Oakland has really turned that around, and it's going to make for a really fun stretch down the last 6 weeks or so.
Bigger story, Oakland maybe winning it, or Atlanta or Philadelphia winning it?
That's a great question. I like that a lot. I think Oakland, if only because Houston was supposed to be dominant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you could see that the Braves and Phillies had all this young talent, and they were starting to come up. But Houston was supposed to destroy everybody in that division. So the fact that Oakland is keeping it close, to me, that's the biggest story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Petrillo joining us here on this Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Mike, thank you very much for the time. Appreciate it. And enjoy the baseball. We'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Follow him on Twitter and give him a follow out there. Follow him at MLB.com as well. 3:30 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And we're going to come back. We'll talk a little bit about the Maryland situation. And more coming out today. Not looking good for DJ Durkin. Of course, Rick Court, the strength and conditioning coach for the Maryland football program, he resigned actually yesterday, came out publicly today. We'll talk all about the Terrapin situation over there in College Park when we come back. But as we go to break, I'm going to give you an opportunity to pick up some Colonels tickets to a future Colonel game. And there aren't many left before the season, at least the regular season, comes to a halt. Colonels right now tied for the top spot in the Western Division of the Midwest League in the second half. And looking okay for a playoff spot. They got to score a run.
Yeah.
We're going to have, by the way, Todd and Alex going to be talking with the latest number one draft choice to come into Cedar Rapids. That'll be coming up during their show a little bit later on today from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. We're going to take caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You're going to get some Colonels tickets to a future game. Kyle will give us our winner. We'll come back with more of the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right after this on KGYM.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
No secret around here. I like things my way. My way keeps our customers happy. My way keeps us on budget. My way keeps this place running. And my way means ordering from Grainger. They've got what we need when we need it. With simplified checkout, dedicated customer reps, and knowledgeable product experts, I can order online, on the phone, or at a branch the way I like it. My way. When it comes to effortless ordering, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience. while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot.
Congratulations going out to Greg in Cedar Rapids. He's going to go to a future Colonels game. Thanks for listening today. More Colonels tickets on the way the rest of the week right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We mentioned tomorrow we were going to talk Bob Herrig, and we're also going to be talking with Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Jim Nelson from the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier on Thursday. We'll talk a little UNI Panther football as Panthers get ready for their opener against Mighty Montana. That will be coming up, I think, on the first Saturday of September, a night game out in Missoula. So we'll talk with Jim Nelson. Dave Koken will join us. How was Dave last Thursday? I missed Dave last Thursday. My Dave fix.
Typical curmudgeon that he is.
But that's good.
He is good, yeah.
Dave's awesome. Dave is awesome.
It's going to get a lot more fun with football coming up.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And then coming up on Friday, Jeremiah Davis will be joining us coming up at that time. And also Paul Clark, CycloneNation.com, will join us coming up on Friday to talk Iowa State football. The first high school football poll will be released at noon on Thursday, the Gazette KGYM high school football poll that I vote in. I'm embargoed until Thursday, so I will not reveal anything, but for good or for bad, my top tens are in.
Week zero games this week, just a handful.
Handful.
But then the season kicks off in earnest next Thursday, Friday nights. You'll have the second half of your metro area previews this coming Saturday, right?
Correct. Yep, Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. John Hegarty will join me here in studio, and we will talk Kennedy Cougar football, Washington Warrior football, Marion Indian football, and Linmar Lion football.
As Jefferson coach Chris Busing said, you Nash in the stash.
Nash in the stash.
Nash in the stash.
Actually, well, that was John's wife came up with that.
Ah.
He was just
Busing just picked up on it.
He picked up on that. That's right. John dropped that on me at the start of the show on Saturday. You know, you got the Iron Eagle and Dan Fouts, or the bird and the beard. She came up with the Nash and the stash.
Nash and the stash. I like it.
So I do like it. I like that a lot. So we may utilize that a little bit this year and see how that goes. But looking forward to high school football. Some week zero games coming up this week. Everybody starting in earnest after that. That's the positive part of football today. And thankfully, we have that. But unfortunately, though, we got what's going on at College Park, Maryland, on top of what went on in Columbus, Ohio, to discuss. Today, Maryland had a news conference at 1 o'clock Central Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Time. It was announced officially Rick Court has resigned as the strength and conditioning coach for the Terps. And he actually did that yesterday as Damon Evans, the athletic director over at Maryland, presided over that news conference. And really, after everything that has come out, I don't think Rick Court, he tried to paint a positive picture on it. There's no way you can paint a positive picture on it. And he had no recourse other than to step down. Now the question is, how far is it going to go through the staff? DJ Durkin is on administrative leave. DJ Durkin is the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins. And as far as DJ is concerned, a pretty damning piece of evidence coming out today during that news conference. I give Maryland a lot of credit, and we've talked about this before, where maybe it's better to get out in front of everything and not have something jump up 2 weeks after the investigation has started that was not mentioned at any time in the timeline. But Maryland came out today with pieces of the timeline that are going to be pretty substantial, I think, against DJ Durkin.
I think so, too. The fact that he was at the May 29th workout at which Jordan McNair became overcome by heat and ultimately died. The fact that Durkin was there, don't know, you know, if he witnessed everything. The assumption is that if he was there, he probably saw something.
Had to be.
We don't know that, but the assumption is that that he probably saw something. And, of course, the strength and conditioning coach out now. Maryland, AD, and president, both I thought were very sincere in what they said today, accepting responsibility. The president saying accepting legal and moral responsibility for what happened. Each of those men met with Jordan McNair's parents this morning and said as much. And I thought it was interesting in the questioning afterwards, basically along the lines of what took so long to reach out to the parents. Well, the AD said that he and others were at the hospital multiple times after the incident of May 29th. So it wasn't the first time that the administration reached out to the parents. But, yeah, I think the fact that Durkin was at that workout could be his undoing.
If you are a coach, and we were talking about this in the sports office with you, me, and Alex, that usually they are not there at the workouts like this along with the strength and conditioning coach. When they are there to be seen, and they are sending out a message that you better perform. So if people are saying, well, maybe DJ Durkin did not see what went on, I find that very hard to believe because as the captain of the ship, you are going to be watching what is going on with all of your players, especially the younger players that you are trying to mold into helping your program achieve what you want them to achieve. So I think right there is probably – you know, the smoking gun that is going to take out DJ Durkin.
319-366-1600, our phone line, Kyle Mann, our producer today, and our Hertzien and Stocker Jeweler text line if you'd like to weigh in. I know, Scott, you had a son who played high school football. I've got a grandson playing high school football right now. And I've been around college and high school football, as you have.
Yep.
For who knows how many years now, but...
A lot.
the coaches sometimes walk a fine line, and I'm not apologizing for any coach out there. And I'll throw Alex Kuhn in. His brother played college football in Memphis and has seen and gone through a lot as well. He's now going to be playing some professional football. But coaches, it is their job to get the most out of players.
Absolutely.
And – we see players in these hot conditions, and there's a fine line between getting the most out of a player, testing their will, seeing if they really want to be there, versus a player like Jordan McNair who succumbs to heat and the training staff doesn't do anything about it. A simple ice bath, which is the first protocol in many training manuals, was not administered. So, and again, some point, the medical staff takes over for the coaching staff, or should anyway. In a game situation, concussion protocol, it's the medical staff's responsibility to say whether the kid can go back in the game or not. So, I think in today's news conference, the Maryland officials certainly put a lot of the blame on the training staff, stopped short pretty much of blaming the coaching staff for Jordan McNair's death. But the investigation is not over. And what we've learned so far, I think, is probably not good for the Maryland head coach.
No, how far will this go? That is the question. How many members of the Maryland football staff are going to lose their job over this? You got to think anybody that was there. And I know the guys talked about it yesterday. It's 2018. And, you know, you and I, not to date ourselves or anything like that, but we were around during the days of, you know, grabbing your face mask, getting in your face, getting there, moving you around physically a little bit. Not saying
getting literally kicked in the butt in my experience.
And I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying that's wrong or anything like that. But it is not. It's not 1970 whatever anymore. It's not 1980 anymore. It's not 1960 whatever anymore. It's 2018. There are too many. You just can't do it anymore. And I think that's a move in the right direction. And if you got to think that any member of the staff that was there could have stepped up and stopped that situation. And if they didn't, and it's they obviously did not, then I think every one of them has to be accountable for that young man's death out there.
Ryan from Walford on the text line. As much as we hear about player safety, I'm absolutely stunned the NCAA doesn't have a rule regarding workouts in such high heat. I don't know that they do or don't. If you know, I think it's probably up to each individual school.
Correct.
Probably should be protocol, you know, at each school. But fair point taken.
Yeah, it is. And I know most of the high school coaches around here they practice very early in the morning. Well, when there were two-a-days, there's a good example. There are no two-days anymore in the world of high school football in the state of Iowa. And I think that's a national federation rule around the country as well, as there are limits to practice. And for one, you can't have two-a-days. I mean, when you and I were going through it again to date ourselves, it was two-a-days, salt tablets.
Yeah, salt tablets for sure, yeah.
And the whole shebang out there. But it's not those days anymore. And it's usually early in the morning or right at the end of the day as dusk is coming that you're going to see a football practice now. And I know Iowa practices early in the morning now. Now that's a twofold situation because they're in bed with a situation where you perform better in the morning. Well, okay, that's fine. But it's also a lot cooler in the morning when you're going through August camp.
Well, speaking of Iowa, there's one more thing I'd like to say in regards to this Maryland situation, the Ohio State situation, and some of the comments I've seen out there from journalists to fans, how grateful they are to be Iowa fans and how great it is to have Kirk Ferentz as the head coach, considering what's going on at Maryland, Ohio State. And I think in large extent, that's very true. But do we not remember 2011? Is that so long ago? We don't remember Rabdo? A situation in which 13 Iowa players were hospitalized due to a high-intensity workout that caused rhabdomyolysis, a muscle disorder. Now, the investigation cleared the trainers and the coaches from any wrongdoing, but the workouts have been discontinued since 2011. I mean, a linebacker named Jim Pogge, his father, I remember having a news conference about it.
Yep.
And telling everyone his son had to do 100 squats of 240 pounds in 17 minutes and then push a sled 100 yards across the field. And while on the one hand, you know, it's building toughness and whatnot, but it also caused 13 players to go to the hospital, one of whom, Willie Lowe, sued the university for $200,000 and settled for $15,000. Again, the Iowa trainers and coaches were cleared of any wrongdoing, but to say that Iowa hasn't been tinged a little bit in terms of any controversy in this regard, I don't mean there was no player killed, thankfully, in the Iowa situation, and there's no sexual assault allegations as there were at Ohio State. I understand there are different circumstances, but just go back and look at 2011, that was a fairly serious situation for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Very much so. 319-366-1600, and what if that happened in 2018, not in 2011. What would be the outcome? And I got to think the outcome would be different. I don't know if anyone would have lost their job over that, but I got to think that the outcome would be different. It's just different time. I mean, that's 7 years ago. Seems like yesterday, but it's 7 years ago already. So your thoughts, your comments, Maryland. 319-366-1600. A little bit of Ohio State news to get to as well. We're going to take a break, come back, and get in on that. We'll take some phone calls as well. It is a gym class coming your way right here on KGYM.
The Iowa State Fair is just around the corner. You know what comes with the fair? Fair specials. Big Dog TV and Internet will be there showing off the greatest in television technology. But if you can't make it to Des Moines, come visit our showroom on Blair's Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids or call 395-0800 to take advantage of the fair special. Get a $100 prepaid card with a new activation courtesy of Big Dog, your Dish Premier local retailer. See you at the fair. New customers must qualify DHA Plus or DHA Elite. Restrictions apply. Offer ends 8/31/18.
Whether your project is below ground, above ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools you need. We rent, sell, and service everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts, trench shoring systems, and portable restrooms. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools and small equipment for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. For the branch nearest you, visit unitedrentals.com or call 800-UR-RENTS.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
And accepting the award for his department is, Dave.
This award means so much to me and everyone. From the interns we don't pay to the folks in legal handling my harassment suits. One very special person made this award possible, and that's me. Is that playout music?
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Back at 3:50 on the Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We're going to get to a little bit of news, some pretty big news out of Columbus here in just a moment as far as their investigation is concerned. We've been talking about the Maryland situation. Strength and conditioning coach Rick Court resigning from Maryland yesterday, announced today by Damon Evans, the AD over there at Maryland. Eugene in Cedar Rapids, one of our faithful listeners calling in on the program today. Hi, Eugene.
Hi. I was wondering, does anybody know how much information the kid gave to the coaches beforehand? I mean, you know, they're vying for positions. Is he overworking himself, you know, thinking I've got to earn the spot here and all that? And I'm not condoning his death. I'm just wondering that question. Second, on Doyle, I think that situation has made him be so introspective that he's become a better coach. He's on top of everything. I've been in the weight room. He's on top of everything. Everything's charted, watched, even some of it's filmed. And in that adversity of the Rabdo thing, I think it's made Doyle a better coach. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Eugene. Appreciate that.
I think that's a very interesting point. And Chris Doyle, by the way, the highest paid strength and conditioning coach in the country right now, just south of $600,000 a year. And I don't doubt that for a minute, Eugene, that something like that is going to make you think about what you're doing. And they did those maneuvers many years before the 13 players were hospitalized. Why it affected so many then, I think, is still a bit of a mystery. To Eugene's first point, I don't know. I have not read or heard if the kid complained ahead of time, whether he had some symptoms of heat exhaustion before that. I personally can't answer that.
No. But I do agree about Chris Doyle. And you go through something like that, you're going to change your MO. There's no doubt about that. And it's not going to happen again. And I do give Iowa all the credit for that.
Those workouts went away.
Yeah, they did. They did, as they, well, should have gone away. 319-366-1600. Mentioned news out of Columbus today, the ongoing investigation as far as Courtney Smith and her allegations, everything going on over there. Courtney Smith, according to a statement from one of the counsels for Courtney Smith, this is a Julia Leverage. Today, Courtney Smith met with the independent investigative team hired by the Ohio State University Board of Trustees. She was accompanied by her lawyers and welcomed the opportunity to speak to the investigators. Courtney continues to be thankful for the support she has received during this time. So a very short statement, but she did meet with members of the Board of Trustees and that investigative team today in Columbus. And we, since all the Maryland business has come out, we have not heard. Ohio State, I'm not going to say has gone on the back burner or anything like that, but we haven't heard as much as far as the investigation in Columbus.
Said they were going to have it done in 2 weeks.
Right. So they're getting pretty close. They're, you know, end of the week-ish from getting this, at least as far as they're concerned, wrapped up. Now, that's a pretty big task to wrap that up in 2 weeks. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it plays out. Right now, Urban Meyer, still the head coach of the Buckeyes, on administrative leave. Right now, DJ Durkin, still the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins, on administrative leave. Which one is there for the opening game? One, two,
neither?
I'm
not sure either one of them will be.
I don't think either one's going to be coaching. Now, I think...
The opener.
I think... Yeah, we'll see. I don't think DJ Durkin's going to be around. I think he is definitely going to be fired in this situation. But stranger things have happened. 319-366-1600, a couple minutes remaining here on the program as we come your way on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. And as I mentioned, coming up tomorrow, Bob Herrig of ESPN.com, senior golf writer, will be joining us, and then also Chris Liss of Rotowire.com. We got to get the date set for the big KGYM fantasy football draft.
Yeah, coming up. I always have fun participating in that. I don't take it too seriously, but it is fun. And
can't be a Wednesday.
Can't be a Wednesday, unless it's before September 5th.
My birthday, by the way. Is that opening night of bowling?
That's
on
opening
my
night.
Birthday?
That's opening night.
Oh, baby.
All right. I guess you got to be in the lineup.
Oh, does the rest of the league know we've overhauled the lineup?
Find out sooner than later. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, they will. Yeah,
we'll have a
will.
Poll question for you during the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Thanks, as always, to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids and next to Home Depot. Twins baseball tonight, interleague play against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Still over 500, still in it as far as the National League is concerned, the National League Central, as I believe the Pirates are 7.5 out right now. As they are in fourth place, I can check that for you. Eight games out. They are going to the bottom of the ninth inning at Wrigley Field. It is 7-0 Milwaukee leading the Cubs at this point. And we'll see how that will play out. We'll have the final score coming up at the top of the hour for you from ESPN. And like I said, Twins latest number one draft choice for the Minnesota Twins, who is now in town. Just arrived in the last couple days from the June draft out of Oregon State. He's a Oregon State Beaver.
Trevor Larnach. Yeah,
national champion. And the guy's going to be talking with him coming up during the show. Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. And then tomorrow we'll be over at Mercy Hospital for Lunchbox Heroes. The penultimate Lunchbox Heroes, Mark.
The ultimate one for us, but
ultimate one for us.
Not for the station.
But the penultimate one for the station. So we'll be over there coming up tomorrow and feed about 60 workers. Looking forward to that. I think they're working on the 7th floor at Mercy. Thankfully, we don't have, look at us. Oh, thankfully, yeah. We don't have to lug all our stuff in there. Those guys go through it each day. And, we're just happy we're on the ground floor of this whole situation.
Yep, we'll kick off our tailgate tour in a couple weeks. That will happen either Thursday or Friday on a given week, sometimes two in 1 week. But we'll eventually visit all the campuses in the metro area and visit with coaches on the eve of games and then talk to coaches in other sports as well. It's always a good time.
It is. We were scheduled to be in Washington next Thursday, but since that is the first day of school and there's a lot going on, we are going to reschedule that one.
Including a half day.
Yeah, including a half day. We're going to reschedule that one and have it later on. So there you go. We'll be at Liberty on the South Gym next Friday as Liberty kicks off varsity football. Liberty at City High, the start of a new era.
See
for the
pictures
Bolts.
Of the stadium and the campus. Boy, it's nice.
Yeah, really is. Really is nice. Thank you very much for the interaction today. We do appreciate it. Back tomorrow, Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, ESPN.com. Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Get your fantasy football questions, early ones ready to go. Where will you take Sam Darnold in that first round, everybody? I know that's up on the top of your minds. Talk to you tomorrow at 3.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles.